This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump says that he is not thrilled with a bipartisan agreement to avoid another government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the deal grants far less than the $5.7 billion the president was seeking for a border wall.
The president says he has to give it another look, but at first glance,
not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
One way or another, he says the wall is getting built, raising the likelihood he'll take action on his own by shifting government resources.
Taking from far less, really from far less important areas.
The president says he does not think there will be another government shutdown. If there is, he says that's on Democrats like Richard Blumenthal, who says the president can avoid it himself once Congress signs off on the deal.
If the president fails to approve this budget, he would be out of his mind.
GOP leaders are behind the compromise. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he is willing to let the deadline for hiking tariffs on Chinese imports slide if a deal is close. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods are set to jump from 10 to 25% in March unless both sides work out a deal. Trump said that China's economy is ailing because of the current tariffs, while the U.S. Treasury is bringing in a tremendous amount of money. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are in Beijing to join the ongoing talks with Chinese officials. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that humanitarian aid would be brought into the country on February 23rd, even though President Nicolas Maduro has refused to let it in. Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and some 50 other countries as the interim president, spoke Tuesday to thousands of supporters who demonstrated as part of an ongoing campaign to break the military.